America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
You can tell a lot about books, especially textbooks, by checking the index to see what topics are discussed. I am indebted to Hoover Institution scholar Williamson Evers for this interesting piece of information about math textbooks. In an algebra textbook published back in 1973, the index listed these topics under the letter F: factors, factoring, fallacies, finite decimal, finite set, formulas, fractions, and functions. In a widely used 1998 math textbook, here are the topics listed in the index under F: families in poverty data, fast food nutrition data, fat in fast food, feasibility study, feeding tours, Ferris wheel, fish, fishing, flags, flight, floor plan, flower beds, food, football, Ford Mustang, franchises, and fundraising carnival. Now, what those topics have to do with math is beyond me. I get the impression that math classes must be about everything in the world except math. The teaching of math changed dramatically between 1973 and 1998. No wonder our students score poorly in international math competitions. At the 12th grade level, U.S. students are scoring near the bottom of all industrialized nations. No wonder we don't have enough American students getting advanced degrees in math. A lot of this silliness is based on the false notion that children can develop a deeper understanding of mathematics when they invent their own methods for performing basic arithmetic operations, rather than being taught the standard arithmetic algorithms and encouraged to practice using them. Another fad that has swept through our schools is to give children calculators at too early an age. Parents should check in to how math is taught in your local schools and see whether it is feel-good math, rainforest math, or some other variety of new math, which is really non-math. If you want your children to get ahead in life, they need to be taught basic math.
Education has always been an important issue for Phyllis Schlafly and Eagle Forum. That's why we produce the powerful television documentary, Crisis in the Classroom. Parents and educators, to get this important video, call 1-800-726-8096. For the latest on educational fads, the dumbing down trend, and the problem with whole language, call 1-800-726-8096. And thanks for listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it, and put a jingle in your pocket.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he doesn't know how he got over the hill without ever getting to the top.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, and just like he, I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And before we get into today's featured subject topic with our featured guest, I do have some housekeeping that I need to take care of. One of them, this won't take but just a minute. It's a new feature, a new way that you can listen to the Derry Brownfield Show. If you've not been to Derry's website, it's DerryBrownfield.com. And D-E-R-R-Y, it's not Jerry, it's not Gary, it's not Larry. It's Derry with a D as in dog, D-E-R-R-Y, DerryBrownfield.com. You can listen to our new podcast. For computer geeks, they salivate and they say, oh, there's a new podcast. You can listen to the Derry Brownfield Show by way of podcasting. And all that really is, it's a computer software that your computer goes out and comes to our computer, gets the show file. We now have our show files in an MP3 format. It takes the file back to your computer, sticks it in a folder, sticks it in an iPod, sticks it in whatever MP3 playing device that you have. It's an automatic service. It's a free service in most cases. It is in this case. And all you have to do to learn more about it is go to DerryBrownfield.com, click on podcast, and it will take you to a different website that shows you all the MP3 files and tells you everything you need to know and gives you all the free software there that is available to you. Just another service. Well, we offer here at the Derry Brownfield Show another way to listen online with the MP3s. A lot of folks have been saying MP3, MP3. So there you have it. The MP3s are now available. And you don't have to have a podcast, or you don't even have to know how to spell podcasting. If you just want to go get the MP3 file, just click on podcast. There's another link that's a little more clear. It says MP3. Either one takes you to the same website, and the MP3 files are there. You just right-click, you select the target as, you put it in a folder on your desktop, mark Derry Brownfield Show, bing, bada, bing, it's all there. And thanks to Steve Mays here at Learfield Communications. We appreciate your help, Steve, because if it weren't for him, it would not have gotten done. That's my Rush Limbaugh imitation. Moving onward and upward, this letter came to us in the email overnight, and I'm just going to go to the last portion of it because it's going to get me to where I want to go. This listener enjoyed yesterday's show about the raw milk and talked about how they make butter and their own bread at home and whatnot. And he says, we also make our own sorghum on the farm, and we ask the local high school ag children to come down and help us strip and cut the cane. He says, I knew we were in trouble when some of the children asked why we're pulling the leaves off of the corn. The instructions were given on how to strip the cane, and the next night no one showed up because the teacher, the ag teacher, said that it was too much work. They closed by saying, thank you, Derry, for keeping us informed on things that concern the common people. Common people and hard work is what it's going to be about today. If you're not familiar with our guest, Larry Rice, he is founder and director of New Life Evangelistic Center. Larry's been quietly serving his fellow man for over 30 years through the ministry of New Life Evangelistic Center by feeding, clothing, and housing those in need. That's both physical and spiritual, just as we're commanded, with outreach from here in the Show Me State across the ocean to India and beyond. New Life Evangelistic Center operates several radio and TV stations across the state with family programming. Some of them even carry the Larry Brownfield Show, and we appreciate that, Larry. Larry, thanks for being our guest again today on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I think people are certainly going to be excited to hear the new developments taking place through this division of New Life Evangelistic Center called Missouri Renewable Energy, where they can learn how to use alternative energy and not have to pay those big prices at the pump and survive this winter with something besides natural gas.
That's what we'll talk about today, Larry, but I want to ask you how this became a passion of yours, because through the ministry there, you started out feeding and clothing and housing those in need. What sparked the passion to tell us about renewable energies and start educating folks there?
Well, the winter of 2000, I saw that it became quite obvious that the utilities had outpriced the majority of the poor and the elderly. They just can't afford natural gas. They can't afford electricity anymore. Saw what was going on at the pump. So it started a spiritual journey. It ended up being a spiritual journey. I didn't know it would be to begin with. But searching for alternatives, praying, dear God, if you can show George Washington Carver over 300 different uses for the peanut, help us tap into your free energy out there. And it's been exciting. This journey has taken me all over the United States. I've talked to inventors. I've talked to people that lived off-grid. Taken numerous courses on all different forms of renewable energy from Tennessee to the San Juan Islands off the state of Washington throughout Montana and on into Colorado, and then came back and started sharing this with our trainees in our training program here. They have turned it around. We set up a renewable energy center where they're living off-grid, and I'm really excited to report that now, this past week, we've been able to take this technology among the poor and the elderly as we started going to homes that have no electricity and installing solar carts, giving them solar carts to use to get their electricity back on. It's really starting to happen. It's been a long journey, and in the meantime, we have these free energy shows, and the number of listeners from Derek Brownfield have visited. They're taking some of these ideas back, and it's been exciting to see what's happening.
You do have another energy show coming up. You have them all the time, but the next biggest one is coming up on September 5th, which is Labor Day, and we'll talk more about that. But you mentioned the solar carts that you're making and handing out to those that have been shut off. Tell us more about the solar carts. Your staff is making them there at the at your place?
They're making them at the Energy Center. We started distributing this. We're getting more and more people that are calling in. It's really been exciting because what we're doing is we're taking a 100-watt solar panel. And by the way, a lot of people that don't have their electricity shut off really want them because 250,000 people lost their electricity a couple weeks ago in St. Louis due to storms, okay? So if somebody would have had one of these, they could have just plugged it in. They wouldn't have had to wait for 2 or 3 days for the utility to fix it. So we're taking 100-watt solar panels, and we'll show people how we do this exactly when they come to the energy fair, and we got a program we're putting on our website also. But we'll use a controller and then an inverter, a couple of batteries, and then our program also makes this available to poor folks. A lot of these people have $1,100 electric bills. We tell them that if they raise half that amount and they'll use the solar cart, then when they bring our cart back to us, we will pay half that electric bill up to $500. So people are rotating the carts in, they're using them, and what it does is they're no longer using these candles. Their candles have been burning down homes, they've been terrible. A lot of people have really, they're really feeling hopeless because they don't know how they ever get that bill paid. And so this is giving people a hand up, not just a hand out.
Hey, Larry, we'll be right back.
Larry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look
back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jeff Thomas sitting in for Derry Brownfield today. Our guest is Larry Rice, founder and director of New Life Evangelistic Center. Right before the break, Larry, you were telling us about the solar panel, the solar carts program that you have going on there. Just for a guy like me on the ground, let's say I wanted one of these solar carts. Are you selling them? Are you?
Yeah, we'll be making them available at our energy fair. And if people want to acquire one, we'll be talking to them about that. We're making more of them right now, even as we're talking. We have men out there constructing solar carts. We have another team that's preparing to deliver some to people that don't have their electricity on at the present time. So, yeah, the solar cart next to Energy Fair on Labor Day. People can come up here and also see how we're making oil burners, where we're going to be burning the used vegetable oil that we don't convert into biodiesel. Just a whole lot of things that people are going to have a chance to see. People may have come to previous energy shows. We invite them back. We're doing new things. We're also, they have a chance to meet with like-minded people, and they've kind of set up some networking.
What does it cost to put one of these solar panels, solar carts? They're mobile. They're on wheels so that we can, bring them out when we need them. But if a guy like me were going to put one together, what am I looking at?
If you do it yourself, it'd probably run you about $650. Which, when you stop and think about it, though, it's free energy from then on. You may go out and spend $400 or something for a diesel generator, and then you got to keep buying generator stuff. This just continues to keep producing it all the time. So, we're talking probably about $650, and then they can be done. We show people how to do them here, and that includes actually the batteries. We show them how we get inexpensive inverters, different things like that. But it works.
It really does, and you guys are making it work out there, Larry, and with the biodiesel, with gasoline, going up and up. On my way in to the studio this morning, I was listening to the local radio station, and they were telling the story about how the Democrats were begging the governor for a price break, and, he stomped his foot and said, no, there will be no dime break for the next 2 weeks on the fuel tax.
We're just going to keep on pressing as much out of you, squeezing as much out of you as you can. And that's being, they also mentioned that this week, or maybe it was next week, is Truckers Appreciation Week. I mean, these guys are out there facing higher prices each and every day. And, of course, when they're paying higher prices, they're passing that on to wholesalers and retailers. And, of course, they're passing that on to you and I. So we're getting it not only at the pump when we pay, but also at the grocery store when we buy a gallon of soda or whatnot.
Well, that's why I want people, you know, I take seriously when Jesus says he's come to set the captives free. And we have utility slaves today. If we're not careful, we all can fall into that. And when we encounter a problem, that's the power of the resurrection. It squeezes the hopelessness out of it. And I believe that there is hope. Christ is risen. And we're discovering these forms of alternative energy, and they're working. We use solar power out here. We have many different solar array systems, seven different 1,000-watt Berge wind generators, a 10 kW Berge wind generator. We have on display a 20 kW Jacobs wind generator, micro hydro, continuing to experiment with other forms of energy. One of our men is now experimenting with multiple mirrors. We've got inventors that come out here and join us. One inventor, Tom Day, brings his magnets out and shows inventions that he's developing with that. So it's a coming together of inventors, and people can see things that are working. And then we have a wide range of videos. In fact, if people want to order those, they can order them over.
Let's do that next, Larry. We're going to take a break, but we'll come back and talk about video selection.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
And again, welcome back. Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield today, and Larry Rice is our guest. Larry, you guys do all kinds of video work. I was on your website this morning, moreenergy.org, M-O-R-O, more, what does that stand for? Missouri Renewable Energy,
uh-huh.
.org, sorry. Larry, you guys have got a lot of stuff available on the website.
Right. They can go to that website. They can see all kinds of things. There's all kinds of free videos on there. And then if people want the how-to videos, they can order those by calling the 1-800-228-5284. That's 1-800-228-5284. We used to have solar classes, but I found a lot of people aren't able to take away for a week and come to a solar class. So we put it on video, how to install wind generators on video, how to utilize the batteries on video, how to build a dome home on video, how to utilize solar hot water. We have that. We have a book on tilapia fish, dome homes, a lot of videos, a lot of books. And again, if people want that or want, and they even have a free newspaper called Freedom Now that people can get by calling the 1-800-228-5284 number.
Are you guys selling, you know, you said the solar carts would be available. You guys do other things, the wind turbines, attic fans.
We try to be as an educational center. We can acquire those things for the people if they want us to. We can direct them to people to get them. Big thing we want to do when you do renewable energy, rather than immediately selling a person a wind generator or selling a person a solar system, we want to become educated. That's why we have books, videos, all of that. It's much easier for a person to buy a $25 video and review it and study it and see if it's going to work for them than go out and spend $25,000 on a solar system to utilize in their home and try to air condition the home and everything else on that. Well, we want people to save money. We don't want them to get into this stuff uneducated. So we're an educational center. And so, again, that's why we have all the videos, the free Freedom Now newspaper, the free website, the free energy show. We're going to have Labor Day. If people want directions on how to get here or anything, they can call that 1-800-228-5284 number. There's phone operators there, and they'll be happy to give them directions, tell them how to get the website, send them the free newspaper, and tell them about the videos.
Larry, if there's one thing that I inherited from my father, it was no mechanical abilities whatsoever. And therefore, for a guy like me, it's almost easier for me to spend the money and say, oh, here's the end product. Now I get to use it. And I don't, because I can't, you know, put things together
I'm
not mechanically inclined.
Jeff, I'm the same way. But, you know, when you have to, getting into this stuff has helped me to start doing this stuff. And then you feel so good about it. Just like, why do you go out and have a garden? It's because, wow, those tomatoes taste better when you raise them yourself than go out and buy them at the grocery store. You know what you got. And we love to teach people how to do this stuff. And you can do it. It's not solar. It's not rocket science to make biodiesel. If anybody can make a cake or cook, we can teach you how to make biodiesel. We have a video on biodiesel, step-by-step video where people can make their own fuel for their diesel vehicles, tractors, run them in kerosene heaters this winter. We have a book on that. You can make it yourself with used vegetable oil, methanol, and lye.
You told me earlier before the program began that you have some folks there that are getting ATF permits. Why is a permit needed?
We're just starting that right now, and this is something that I have held off doing, and the only reason I'm doing this is because gas is hitting $3 a gallon, and we're going to be setting up some experimental situations on making ethanol to run in your gas vehicles, and alcohol, tobacco, and firearms requires you to get a permit for that, and definitely people need to make a permit, and we may be getting into some training in that area on your own ethanol systems. You can burn that in your gasoline systems.
I don't understand. You have to have the permit to make and use it for your own?
Well, you know what you're making, don't you? You're making 200% alcohol to burn in there, okay?
Well.
And they want to be sure that, Jeff, that, you know, folks burn in their vehicle and don't, you know, start messing around and drinking the product.
So they're going to come around and regulate it.
They're going to regulate it, and that's the way we'd want it to be. We'd hate to have people sampling the product, okay?
Well, sure, but I guess you couldn't just put a fly in the ointment so that it's not desirable?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's part of it. You put it in there, and actually people, that's what they do at these big ethanol plants. You poison it, and of course nobody in their right mind would want to drink 200%, 100% alcohol, which really 200% proof is as referred as. That stuff goes in the vehicle. You get 160 to 200%, you can run that. Now, you may have to make some modifications on your carburetor, or I'd recommend doing it 50-50. But even that drives down the price. If you're making your fuel and it hits $3 a gallon, and you know, and you're making it, and you go 50%, you come out to $1.50 a gallon. So you're keeping down the price. So these are some of the things that we're going to be experimenting with more in the future. We are using biodiesel now, running it in our vehicles.
What car was that you were in the other day? I saw you, Larry.
That was a VW Jetta. I get 45 miles to a gallon on that. I'll burn some biodiesel in that. In fact, we have three Jettas in our system. They work really nice. Excited about them. We get 40 to 50 miles per gallon. Then we can also burn some biodiesel in them because they're diesel vehicles.
And you guys probably have a lot of the local sources in the area you and I are in already tapped out. I mean, you're going to
not a whole lot. We're only using like two or three restaurants, and we've had people donate oil to us. We haven't even tapped into the schools yet. There's the schools that have out there to make great college projects. When I was in Montana, college up there was actually beginning to teach that at there, and they're going to use the oil out of the cafeteria. Churches could start savings. Anybody at the cafeteria, and then if you get oil that doesn't give you the pure oil, oil that you need to run your vehicles, we're now doing experimentation, building oil burners to burn them this winter to give us heat from, and then we're going to mix that with some wood chips and burn some. So we're doing a lot of experimentation out here at this energy center, and then we share that with the people, and that's why I'd encourage folks. We've had people come from many miles, a lot of folks from Ohio, Nebraska, Arkansas.
Hey, Larry, let's give them an official invitation after this break, but first we want to invite your telephone calls here in the studio at 1-800-97-DAIRY. That's 1-800-97-DERRY. That's the number Derry gives every day. He just doesn't say it like that. 1-800-973-3779. Phone lines are open.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
It's been said that the United States of America is the greatest free country to ever exist. To discover America's rich history and heritage, read the Freedom Documents. As compiled by Dr. Chuck Baldwin, the Freedom Documents is a one-volume compilation of 50 of our country's most influential documents. Here's Chuck Baldwin.
We're talking about educated people that have never read the Constitution or our Declaration of Independence and these other wonderful documents without which we cannot really understand what this country is all about. But there are many, many people throughout this country that have never read these basic fundamental documents.
The Freedom Documents is 171 pages and ring bound. To order, send $39 check, cash, or money order to Freedom Documents, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're getting old when everything either dries up or leaks. Derry Brownfield!
We are back, and once again, I am Jeff Thomas, Derry's producer, sitting in for Derry today. And our guest is Larry Rice, founder, director of New Life Evangelistic Center, talking about renewable energy sources and the Renewable Energy Fair that is coming up. Our phone lines are open here at 1-800-97-DAIRY, 1-800-973-3779, and we'll get to the phone lines almost immediately. Larry, directions and invitation to the next Renewable Energy Fair, Labor Day, September 5th. How do we get there?
Well, it's right in the heart of America. People can call 1-800-228-5284 for directions. It's near New Bloomfield, Missouri. At this next energy show, in addition to people seeing solar systems, wind systems, microhydro, how to use solar attic fans, make biodiesel, and much, much more, we're featuring two famous inventors that have not gotten the publicity they should. Maxwell, we have a man that's taken off a Maxwell series and actually has quite a few magnetic systems here that they're going to be showing. And also Tesla, Nikola Tesla, great scientist. In fact, I believe Maxwell, Hertz, and Tesla are really the ones responsible for radio, but Marconi, and Edison, they got all the publicity. Tesla, by the way, is responsible for the AC power that we have today. We got a replica of a Tesla coil we're going to be showing here. A lot of Tesla's inventions are going to be featured. And so, again, it's going to be here in New Bloomfield, Missouri, Labor Day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, again, people want directions, information, they can call 1-800-228-5284. Go to the website, moreenergy.org.
Let's go to the phone lines and say hello to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Fine, sir. What's on your mind?
I have a question. I missed some things, but I heard you talk about the carts.
Yes.
How much energy can you possibly get from one of those?
Okay, we use a 750-watt inverter. We get because we are able to acquire those quite a bit cheaper. And actually, what we do is we give the people three compact fluorescent light bulbs, 100-watt light bulbs, and they only take 23 watts of power. And we'll give them a power strip. And actually, a person then can use three light bulbs in that way. They're able to operate a fan. That will take them well into the night if they want to. And of course, they turn off their lights and want to keep the fan going. It usually takes them through the night. And it works out quite well. It depends on how many watts they pull into that. It helps people not to use those candles.
Okay, and how long does it take to charge it initially with the solar panel?
Okay, well, you put it out in the sunlight, and usually you got a nice, bright, sunny day, about 6 hours, you know, and it can actually, it depends on whether the person attracts it, so to speak, or just puts it due south. If they're at home and they put it to the east and then twist it a little bit to the south and then the west, of course, they'll probably get a little more in there. But then we have the controller on there so we don't overcharge those batteries. So we get a good charge in there and a good day of sunlight. Now, of course, here in Mid-America today, it's quite cloudy, quite overcast. They'll probably put it due south and they'll pick up sunlight. They probably will tonight be able to operate a couple light bulbs, but it may not get the batteries fully charged.
Larry, here's a dumb question. On an overcast, cloudy day like today, it's still going to collect solar energy?
We hope this breaks. If it's totally overcast all day long, it may not. But I think usually what we've seen this week is it rains every day till about 10, 11 o'clock, and then the sun comes out and stays out till about 7:30 at night. So, I'd fill that card up, particularly if it breaks about one or two. If it depends on the day, but most days you'll get enough in there to actually run those light bulbs. Remember, we're also putting in these compact fluorescent light bulbs. So people have got these 100-watt incandescent bulbs. We take those, tell them don't use those. Use our three compacts, and for 60, actually they're 23 watts, 69 watts of power, you get 300 watts of light. So, yeah, you got light.
Anything else, Tom?
Do you have other size systems, larger systems that might do more?
Yeah, we got some we're going to put together with 150-watt panels, and then we can put in, you can actually put three batteries in there. And, of course, we have major photovoltaic layouts here that people can see that run into a couple thousand-watt systems. Our complete energy system, energy center out there, has a major solar array system. Each one of the three trailers our trainees are in, they have a different solar system, and they have wind. We use hybrid systems out here. So, like on a day-to-day, when it's a heavy overcast for our regular energy centers, the wind's blowing, so they're getting electricity into their batteries even when the sun's not shining. So we use a hybrid system.
Okay. Can I speak with, if I called there now, would there be someone I could speak to about a larger system?
Well, we'd like to actually, what we'd like to, the people we have on the phones are the ones that can give you some general overall, and they probably want to end up getting one of those videos they have. And then after that, we'd like to have you here at the Energy Fair. We can talk to people that are living with it, walk around and spend some time, but that's on Labor Day, so I'd encourage you to make the trip. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from northeastern Pennsylvania, so it's kind of a trip.
We've had them come that far.
But, kind of a trip.
If you can't make it then, we're going to do another one on, I think the first Sunday in November. But, call down and get the free paper and go to the website. We've got a lot of shows on that, and that's moreenergy.org.
And more information on the website?
There sure is.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate the call today. Moving onward to Texas, and Sean is on the line. Sean, what's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Go ahead.
All right. I've been trying to work on now getting I got an old truck that I'm going to try to make it run on water. Do you have anything as far as that goes?
Okay, well, yeah, actually what you're trying to do, hydrogen, it's H2O, the hydrogen. What you're doing is you can do some components on that. That's an experimental stage up here. We're working with we have an electric truck. Hydrogen is more of a carrier than it is actually a fuel source. When you produce, we like to use solar, wind, or the like to produce the hydrogen. A lot of people that are doing hydrogen today are actually using natural gas and the rest. There are some that are experimenting with actually trying to break that down, and I haven't seen a successful prototype. I try to work on a prototype basis. A lot of speculation out there. Be careful what you buy. See if you can find the free stuff on it. Water to fuel systems. I have a few books on that, but we haven't successfully done that. If you do, videotape it. We'll put it on our TV stations up here and actually try to get you up here to demonstrate what you have. But that's still very much an experimental stage, okay?
Okay.
Sean, thanks for the call. We appreciate you checking in. Moving on back to Pennsylvania, and Megan, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks, Jeff. I think you sort of answered my one question. You mentioned that in November you're going to have another show. I'm moving to Missouri, my husband and I. So
you've been saying that for a long time.
No,
Megan.
But really, we have the date. We bought the truck. We're packing. We're cleaning. We're getting rid of stuff. You know, I even bought myself two goats down there, so I got goats waiting for me.
You need to come up and see our tilapia fish operation. People will see that at the fair, too, how you can use tilapia fish, okay?
Yeah, because I would like to do some greenhousing this winter. And
start collecting the manure from those goats, and you can use to make methane gas. That's quite easy to make. We use it in India quite a bit.
You guys are doing that there in New Bloomfield, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Not
as much as we are in India, though, but since she's getting into it, she's got the goats, she can follow them around and collect the manure.
Oh, that would be really interesting. I had a quick question. The solar cart, like the barn, I believe, is not really hooked up to good electric right now, so maybe the cart would be a good idea for me to have and have some bulbs out there for when the kids are born and they need to be warm.
That would work good, yes. A solar cart is very good. It's also a good standby, like if your electricity ever goes out.
Right. And I'll give you a plug for your website because we spent, I don't know, one night watching all those videos. It's really fun.
We keep adding more. In fact, I want to add one on how to make steam power. I just gave it to the guy. That'll probably be in the next couple of weeks. We just added one on solar cart. They're supposed to be getting on, and we're going to keep adding stuff to that website all the time.
And I know my husband, maybe I'll just jot you a note and send it in the mail because I know my husband and I have done some building and we're planning on building our own energy efficient house. And I think that he would like to talk to you in the future about doing some workshops with you.
Well, great. I'd like for him to take a video camera and make some home video for me and send it to him. We may even put it on TV up here, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
Megan?
To record it step by step, okay?
And I think it's great that you're doing this because my husband used to work for utilities there in Missouri and the frustration that he always had was that the people who are getting shut off were people who were living in so-called low-income housing, which was very shoddily made, and it was always electric heat instead of a cheaper alternative for them.
Right.
So it's a shame, but I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
God bless you.
We need his blessings, don't we, Larry?
Oh, we sure do.
Hey, speaking of blessings and speaking of renewable energy sources, what are some of the things you're doing with the field over there in India? What kind of renewable energy sources are you utilizing?
Methane gas has been real big over there. Of course, they don't butcher their cows. They don't eat them. So here you go. You know, they take the cow manure. And what they've been doing is you get it in it, and they've been putting them in air, like cisterns, airtight. And then what you get the gas off of that, and they've been doing a lot of cooking with that gas. The only thing is the people, they don't wait too long, so they just get enough to cook that night. So actually people can experiment with this. You take a 55-gallon drum, fill it halfway full of, manure. Some manure works better than others. Chicken manure is really good stuff. And to put it in there, seal it. You don't have to add anything to it if you are willing to wait for about 60 days. And you'll actually start seeing some methane gas coming out of that as time passes. Okay, now be careful. This is something people have to be careful with because bear in mind that 90% natural gas is actually methane, of course it'll blow up on you if you're not careful. So if you're going to do this kind of stuff, you got to exercise some care.
That's our rule of thumb around here in radio. If you're not careful, this thing will blow up on you. We're going to take a break. Phone lines are open at 1-800-97-DAIRY. That's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we are back. And Larry, if I hadn't told Bob in Florida that we'd go to him next, I'd ask you about Kelo and the Supreme Court decision. Maybe we'll have time to squeeze that in. But we want to get back to the phone lines. And Bob, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir.
My name is Bob, and I'm in Florida here. And I'm here to tell you that I really enjoy Derry's shows when you're on. I've heard you a couple of other times.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. So you don't enjoy the show and Derry's on. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, I do, but I mean more so. And I also enjoy it when Jeff is doing it, too.
Yeah, that guy Jeff, he's a good guy, too. Yeah, thanks for the...
I know that. I've talked to him before. But I'm blind, and I'm just wondering, do you have any of your material in a cassette form or on a CD form?
We have them... We could put some on that. In fact, one of my associates is blind, Judy Redlick, and she's very much into this. The only reason that we didn't put it on CD or cassette is because there's a lot of visual, but we could try to overcome that, and I think I'll talk to Judy about that, how we can make this more friendly to the blind folks, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'd appreciate that myself.
Hey, Bob, did you get Larry's number?
I think I
1-800-228-5284. That's 1-800-228-5284. And also the website, I'd encourage you to listen to a lot of those programs we put on audio, and they're on the website. Now, if you could go to our website and pull up those different videos like the lady earlier was sharing, listen to those videos, and I think you'll find them very informative. And if you need any more clarification on the visuals, why don't you call our 1-800-228-5284 number after you've gone to the website, okay?
Okay.
Bob, thanks for the call, Bob.
Okay,
we appreciate you listening. Thank you. And thank you for your kind words. We appreciate that also. Alexandra in Missouri, did I get that right?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yeah, well, I had a question. Would we be able to, we live on top of a big hill, so it's, you know, pretty windy. Would we be able to set up a combined solar and wind?
That's the way we do it in Missouri here. We don't have as much wind as they do South Dakota, and it works great. We call it a hybrid system. Top of the hill, it'd be great. We try to get our towers up 100 feet, but if you're already on top of a hill, you want to be 30 feet over any trees, any obstruction at a minimum. But yes, it works wonderful. God has created this earth in such a way that when you don't have long sun days, like in the fall and the winter and the spring, the wind blows a lot more. When you got a big Sunday, the sun's out all day long, the wind don't blow as much. So they work together hand in hand in a beautiful way.
Uh-huh. And could we get, you know, maybe like 2,000 or 3,000 watts out, you know, how much would it cost to set up a system that big?
Well, you're talking probably about $4 a watt on solar, so, you know, that's about $4,000 there, and that is you use solar. Now, the wind, if you average 25 miles an hour, that's how they figure the wind. When I tell you 1,000 kW wind generator, you only get that if you got like 25 mile an hour wind.
Uh-huh.
But it works hand in hand. Again, this is kind of like buying a vehicle. I'd rather put $20,000 into a system and saving money over the years than $20,000 in a car that depreciates, okay? By the way, your biggest payback is going to be in solar hot water. Solar hot water gets you a big payback pretty quick. The other paybacks may run 10, 15 years. Solar hot water probably run you about 5 years. And compact fluorescent light bulbs pay back within a year.
Alexandra, we appreciate your call. We appreciate you listening. Stand by. It's another break. And phone lines are open at 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For years, we've been told inflation is no problem, right? Well, over the last year, energy is up 45%, health care up 22%, college tuition up as much as 30%, housing up 12%, and I could go on and on. Common sense says inflation is much higher than that 2 or 3%, which most of the so-called experts claim. Well, my good friends at Swiss America have a real solution to the real inflation problem, and that's gold. That's right, gold. Gold is pure wealth, and it's up 6% so far this year. You can read all about it in a brand new special report, Real World Inflation Solutions. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Get the real scoop. Don't let inflation erode your hard-earned assets. Protect them with hard-owned gold assets. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Our House magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
And we are back. We call it the home stretch. It's our last talk segment of the hour. Let's try and get as many calls in as we can. Questions and responses, brief and to the point. Jim in Wisconsin, you're on the air, Jim.
Yes. In addition to your dome homes, you may also want one to make available low-cost, energy-efficient homes. You can build as simple from straw bale buildings, cordwood buildings. They're featured worldwide. Log cabin homes. You can build a log home less than $15,000. There are low-cost homes as low as $50 up to $15,000. You call this number, Loom Panics, 1-800 380-2230. I think it's $5 for the catalog. It's well worthwhile. On page 117 through 121.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the plug. Larry, you guys do cordwood homes, do you not?
Yes, people can see if they want to see the straw bale. We have a straw bale construction out here. They could see a cordwood construction, and what the man says, yeah, it works.
David in North Carolina. You're on the air, David.
Yes, sir. I read in Mother Earth News or the Backhoe magazine several years ago that they could make methane gas out of the cellulose and hemp for about 70 cents a gallon on the farm, and they could sell it to service stations for $1.25. And if that's true, why has not the NFO got behind the legalization of hemp to make methane gas to drive around on in the United States?
Did you hear it, Larry?
Yes, good point. I think that, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, why we can't do hemp in here in the United States. But, there's a lot of stuff you can, and it works. You can also use wood alcohol, a lot of different things like that. But, it works.
David, appreciate the call. Ed in Missouri, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering on this homemade or your self-produced fuels that you are running in the vehicles, if you're having to pay the road tax on that.
Yes, we are.
Also,
they heard about it. You don't have to pay the yacht tax if you're rich, but they heard about us doing this, and they see to it they get their 17 cents, and I have to send it in every time.
That's about what I figured. What do you know about back during World War II, almost the whole nation of Australia was run on gasified wood?
Well, the war would have ended probably after a year or two in Germany. Germany kept the war going. There's about 500,000 pages of documents, Texas A&M, that they got from the German government on how they did all this, and we're going to start doing some experimentation in that.
Okay. And do you do anything with solar heat? Doing thermal mass.
Oh, yeah, an awful lot. Passive solar is a big thing. Thermal mass, water's a good mass, storm walls, a whole lot. A lot of stuff written in the 1970s on that. Old popular science magazines, we've collected a lot of those. The guy mentioned Mother Earth News. It's a real treasure on a lot of this stuff.
Ed, we appreciate the call. Now to Edward in Missouri. You're on the air, Edward.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this BATF license for a moment.
All right, quickly, please.
I went all through that stuff back in the late 70s, early 80s with the BATF. Once you volunteer to pay taxes, that's it. You're stuck with it. You lose your natural right after that. The whole idea is to not sell any of it.
Right.
Don't be a commercial producer.
No, we don't plan to do that, okay?
Anyway, that's my input on that. And by the way, that thing about the Germans,
yeah.
They are near the end of the war, by 1943, they were...
Oh, sorry. Continue, Edward. We lost you there. Edward, we lost you for a second.
Oh.
In 1943...
Yeah. Those airplanes the Germans had were 10 years older than ours design-wise, and they were outperforming our airplanes by 100 miles per hour because they were running on alcohol fuel.
That's right.
And the big secret that's locked up at Texas A&M has to do with 50,000 stills producing alcohol fuel from farm crops and all kinds of waste material.
That's right. It works. Again, there's an awful lot. Big Oil wants to continue to control us, but we're going to continue to fight for freedom.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Edward, and we appreciate everyone's calls. Thanks for listening today. Sorry we didn't get to your call. Larry, we have about 25 seconds.
Okay, I'd encourage them to call the 1-800-228-5284 number right away. Get the freedom now. Find out about the videos. That's 1-800-228-5284. Join us on Labor Day. Jeff, it's been great being with you and Derek.
Hey, we appreciate your time with us. I appreciate what you do, not only for us, but for everyone out there with your time and your efforts and your ministry. Thank you for that, Larry. You're an inspiration. We're out of time. Got to go. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.